Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health when it comes to nutrition. We're making lives better. Yes, we are. We're having a big impact on people's health. It's wonderful. Great way to make a living. Now, ubiquinol is the active version of coenzyme Q10. And that's an important point, actually. That's an important point for many people to maintain their heart health and their energy production. Coenzyme Q10 is something the body makes. And when you're young, very conveniently and very efficiently, the body converts CoQ10 into ubiquinol. And then the ubiquinol allows you to use calories and oxygen for energy. And that's really good. I mean, that's why you eat and breathe, to make more of you, to heal yourself and to have energy to go on. And the issue being that once you hit 40, your ability to convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol starts to decline. And it's not a massive decline at first. It's only at a rate of 1% per year until about the age of 50. So between the age of 40 to 50, a typical person has a 10% decline in ubiquinol levels, which can affect your physical performance in sports, by the way. Because they find even giving young elite athletes ubiquinol, that it increases their level of performance. And there's really good studies on that. Triathletes, marathon runners, football players, soccer players, the Polish national rowing team. I mean, just a lot of evidence. The German Olympic team. So at 40, the level of ubiquinol starts to decline a little bit. Enough to affect the way you play tennis or basketball. But then at 50, it starts to accelerate. And now you're dropping the production of ubiquinol something like 2% per year. So that means between the age of 40 to 60, you've had minimally a 30% decline in your ability to convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol. Now it's really meaning something. Because now it can affect your brain health and your heart health, as well as your muscle health. And it can affect your energy level. They've done some rather amazing studies on the ubiquinol we employ to make our capsules with all kinds of health issues. Brain health issues, muscle health issues, heart health issues, prostate health. So I'm going to read you some important stuff here. Now, this first study is injecting coenzyme Q10 into heart attack survivors. So they're not depending on the heart attack survivors absorbing coenzyme Q10. They're actually injecting it into them. It's 49 patients. They had to undergo, you know, CPR and hypothermia. They had a very bad heart attack. And they injected them with CoQ10. It's in the journal Circulation. That's one of the major journals of the American Heart Association. It's a really good journal. Circulation's a great journal. For instance, their major journals are Circulation, Hypertension, Stroke. In any event, giving them the CoQ10 by injection strongly reduced the number of people who died after a massive heart attack. Now, this is going all the way back to 2008, so we knew we were onto something. Everybody in nutrition, everybody in medicine who knew about CoQ10 knew we were onto something. But once again, that was by injection. Because regular CoQ10 is not well absorbed, plus you still have to convert it into ubiquinol for it to protect you, for it to energize and strengthen your heart and make your heart decades younger. It literally makes your heart decades younger. So let me explain what that's all about. If you're older and you've had a heart attack, it means your heart's already weakened. Your heart's already somewhat sick. Your heart's already under a lot of stress. It's already inflamed. There's already plaque and cholesterol buildup in the arteries. So that goes hand in hand with a big decline in the amount of ubiquinol. So taking regular CoQ10 is kind of like a shot in the dark. Yes, it may help you. Maybe it won't, because that's what the studies show. But the ubiquinol consistently has helped people. So I want to read you a study with a 12-year follow-up on ubiquinol. And it's the ubiquinol that we're using. CoQ10 was discovered in the 50s. It's CoQ10 is in plants, it's in insects, it's in mammals, it's in reptiles. And of course, humans have a lot more CoQ10 than all these other species, because humans live a lot longer and we're a lot more energetic. So we need higher levels of these things for us to function. And not very long ago, they discovered how to make the active form of coenzyme Q10. Regular coenzyme Q10 is made out of tobacco plants, and you're not smoking it. I mean, it's safe. It's not tobacco anymore. They ferment tobacco plants with bacteria, and they make CoQ10 out of the tobacco plants. Our ubiquinol is also a fermentation process, but not using tobacco. They use other vegetables. And it's the only natural form of coenzyme Q10. Our ubiquinol is the only natural form of coenzyme Q10, and it's the only version made in the entire United States. It's the only one made in the United States. It's the only natural one. It's the only fully active one. It's the only antioxidant version, and it's the only one made in the United States. It's made down in Texas, the great state of Texas, by Kanika. It's called CoQH, because of the extra hydrogen ions. In any event, we have the fully active ubiquinol. But that wasn't good enough for us. We wanted to make sure it was massively better absorbed than regular CoQ10. Ubiquinol in general is better absorbed than CoQ10 about 10 times better. Our ubiquinol, because of the technology we employ, it's like 20 times better absorbed. 20 times. That makes a huge difference. That makes a profound difference. Because not only are you absorbing more of it per capsule, but it's already the active form. So right away, it's going in and juicing up the strength and health of your heart, making your heart younger. Lots of things make the heart older. Not eating vegetables, not exercising, not getting sleep, smoking, drinking alcohol. They all age the heart. Pollution ages the heart. When you breathe in pollution, it's real. That's real. And a bunch of drugs age the heart. Ubiquinol makes the heart younger. You want to make your heart younger, start exercising, quit smoking, quit abusing alcohol, eat your vegetables, and take ubiquinol. And you will make your heart younger. And it'll become younger very rapidly. And that's good, because that means it's putting off your first heart attack dramatically, if at all. Okay, so people with an older heart, they might have a heart attack at the age of 58 or 61, and that's bad, because a second heart attack adds to the damage and it becomes increasingly more dangerous as you have further heart attacks. But when you take ubiquinol and you're eating your vegetables and you're exercising and doing all those good things, all of a sudden your heart's 20 years younger, 30 years younger, there goes the heart attack, gone. You're not worried about it anymore. You're getting on your bike and you're getting on the tennis court and you're doing good. So here's the International Journal of Cardiology. Oh, I was talking about the technology, by the way. I should finish that up. I'm sorry. It's so complex, these conversations we have. The ubiquinol, we use technology from Texas Tech Health Science Center. They get D-limonene out of oranges down in Texas. And a D-limonene breaks the ubiquinol down to millions of tiny droplets. So it's a very tiny molecule now, so it's much easier to absorb. And it's water-soluble. It's amazingly well-absorbed. And then we use capsules from Capsigel down in Greenville, South Carolina, which I hear is a beautiful place to live. I just had a conversation with a guy from Greenville 2 days ago. And they use capsules and technology that protect the ubiquinol and further improve its absorption. How do I know this is true? I had it studied. I had the technology and the capsules study it up at Cornell. I know it's true. So here's a study And it's remarkable because they just did a big follow-up on it 8 years after the study ended. It's in the International Journal of Cardiology. And it's Swedish scientists and Finnish scientists, and they're looking at 443 elderly Swedes. Okay, these people are between the ages 70 to 88. They're between 70 to 88. So giving elderly people ubiquinol for a little over 5 years, 5.3 years, prevented them from dying from heart attacks and strokes and sudden cardiac death, prevented them from having heart seizures, kept them out of hospital. They were much more active. Their hearts were younger and stronger. The study stopped. They went back 8 years later. These people were still ticking. I mean, these people are like in their 90s now. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Vital. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. 8989. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, pharmacist nutritionist Jerry Hickey. Now, there's many other studies demonstrating the same thing. There's a different study of elderly people. It's a smaller study, it's a shorter duration. It's only 206 people. Same deal though. Giving older people ubiquinol improved their health. They were more active. They had a better attitude. It was keeping them out of hospital. We know it's true. But they've also shown that ubiquinol keeps heart attack survivors alive. Now, I take ubiquinol for two major reasons. One, there's heart attacks in my family. I'd rather not have one. So I eat my vegetables, I exercise, and I take my ubiquinol. But there's a second reason. I was born with a sluggish thyroid. I was born with hypothyroidism. Now, up until my 30s or 40s, all my hormones and being young made up for it. I didn't need thyroid hormone. But when I hit my 40th birthday, basically, I hit a wall. I could no longer function without thyroid hormone. But yet, I take less than my doctor wants me to take. My doctor wants me to take a certain potency of thyroid based on my medical tests, on my blood tests. I take a little less. Why? Well, if you take too much thyroid, you lose bone, and it puts stress on the heart. It can make the heart race. So how do I make up for not taking the thyroid? I take two supplements. I take Alcar with ALA, two tablets an hour before breakfast, and with breakfast, I'm taking ubiquinol, and that makes up for the energy part of the thyroid. That makes up for the energy part of the thyroid. So I'm taking the ubiquinol for two reasons. Energy, and I have to tell you, I have plenty of energy. I work 7 days a week. I'm working now. And to prevent a heart attack. But if you survive a heart attack, ubiquinol can improve the odds of remaining alive. And there's a lot of studies showing this. Okay, there's a number of studies showing this. So here's a study on 420 people in Europe and in Asia. University of Maryland was part of this study. They were a major part of this study, the University of Maryland. You know, they have a great medical center. In fact, a certain amount of our research on the type of vitamin E we use in some of our products was done at the University of Maryland. Okay, let's get back to it. 420 Europeans and Asians, after a heart attack, they had heart failure. Their heart had enlarged and it stiffened, so it couldn't pump enough blood. It's not just uncomfortable, it's a dangerous situation. They added ubiquinol to their prescription drugs. No side effects. It was very safe. It was as safe as placebo. It reduced inflammation in their heart. It made the heart younger and stronger. How do I know this? They checked the level of NT-proBNP. NT-proBNP is an enzyme locked up inside the cells of your heart muscle. When the heart is damaged, it leaks out. So a little bit tends to leak out as you grow older. And we see that giving older people ubiquinol, the level of NT-pro in their blood test declines, meaning their heart's younger and stronger. But in heart failure patients, it really zooms up. So a regular level of NT-proBNP in your blood test might be 16 or 20. And people with heart failure, it might be 250. It's a bad sign. The higher the level of NT-proBNP, the worse your heart health. So when they gave people who had a heart attack, and now they have heart failure, ubiquinol, it lowered the level of NT-proBNP in their blood test. In other words, the heart was becoming younger and stronger. It was becoming a real heart again. But it was preventing additional heart attacks. It cut the number of additional heart attacks by 40%. It kept them out of the hospital. It reduced hospitalizations by 50%. But most importantly, it improved survival. These are people who had massive heart attacks where the heart was damaged. Part of the heart is dead. We call it necrotic tissue. The most important result, giving people who survived a heart attack ubiquinol, there was a decline in heart-related deaths by 50%. That is incredibly powerful. That is incredibly powerful evidence. So here's a study. This fellow's a famous cardiologist. His name is Dr. Langsjone. He's a famous cardiologist. He's down in Texas. He's either in Texas or I think he's in Texas. I'm pretty sure. And he took heart failure patients that run CoQ10, and it helped them a little bit. But when he changed the CoQ10 to ubiquinol, because this guy's a major proponent of ubiquinol, it improved their heart strength dramatically. Your normal ejection fraction is how much blood your heart can pump, and it normally has to be above 60. So these people who suffered a heart attack, their ejection fraction was 41. That's on CoQ10. So it already improved. It already improved. Before that, it was like 35. But when he changed them from CoQ10 to ubiquinol, their ejection fraction went up to 48. That's astounding. That's a big difference in the health of the heart and the strength of the heart and the ability of the heart to do its job, pumping oxygen-rich blood around the body, and also the youthfulness of the heart. So here's East Texas Medical Center working with Trinity Mother Francis Hospital. They're both in Texas, of course. And it's people with heart failure. Stage 4. Stage 4 heart failure is really scary. It's a terminal situation. They put them on ubiquinol. It's 580 milligrams a day because these people have very sick hearts. They're very fragile people. And here's what they said. The researchers noted a remarkable clinical improvement going from stage 4 heart failure to stage 2. Their mean ejection fraction improved from 22. So the heart's supposed to pump an ejection fraction of 60. These people, their ejection fraction was 22. That's really scary. So their heart was just, these people were always fatigued. It was hard for them to breathe. They're in danger of a massive heart attack. When they gave them the ubiquinol, their ejection fraction went from 22 to 39. This is massively important. In other words, it's going to keep them alive. Now, we also know that ubiquinol is great for the brain. We know this from studies. I'm just going to tick them off. And by the way, the ubiquinol worked much better than CoQ10. When they gave people with migraines CoQ10, it helped a little bit. When they switched them to ubiquinol, it helped an awful lot. Fewer migraines, shorter duration, less vicious, these headaches. Why? Because ubiquinol decreases inflammation in the brain. It's a trigeminal nerve that radiates across your forehead, up near your scalp. And when that gets inflamed, the radiation radiates out and affects the little blood vessels on your brain. And you get these horrible headaches, migraine headaches. By reducing the inflammation, and how does ubiquinol reduce inflammation? By restoring normal energy production. People want migraines. Instead of creating energy out of oxygen and calories, they create a toxin called methylglyoxal, and their brain gets inflamed because it gets loaded with lactic acid. The ubiquinol reverses all that. So the ubiquinol was helping the migraineurs dramatically. And they saw the same thing in Parkinson's disease patients. And by the way, in these studies, they used the ubiquinol we have in our capsules. And how do we know we're doing a good job? Well, we studied our ubiquinol up at Cornell. And the people, Kanika, ordered our ubiquinol without us knowing it. And they tested it, and they said, Jerry, you're doing a great job. Your ubiquinol is as good as the ubiquinol used in these human clinical trials. In other words, we're making a proper product, a fresh, wholesome, safe, wonderful, healthy product. We got the blessings of Kanika, which is really difficult to do. In fact, they sent us a lot of clients. When they gave people with Parkinson's, CoQ10 helped a little bit, very modestly. When they gave them ubiquinol, it helped them a lot. Even people with very advanced Parkinson's, where the drugs weren't working anymore, the drugs started to work again when they gave them ubiquinol. Former soldiers from the Middle East, remember that war in Kuwait? When Iraq invaded Kuwait, Desert Storm, so many soldiers, men and women, came back with Gulf War syndrome. When they gave them ubiquinol, it helped every symptom. It helped nausea. It helped fatigue. It helped headaches. It helped memory. It helped energy. The only thing it didn't help was insomnia, because you wouldn't expect ubiquinol to help insomnia. That would be a different. So 19 out of 20 major symptoms in people with Gulf War syndrome, ubiquinol improved. When they gave it to children with autism, Purdue University, Purdue University and Comino's Teaching Hospital, when they gave children with autism ubiquinol, they functioned much better. When they gave children with fibromyalgia, a chronic pain syndrome of the muscles, when they gave them ubiquinol, they functioned better. So we know it's really safe. I mean, if they could give it to heart attack survivors and people with heart failure, and if they could give it to women with breast cancer, and they could give it to children with neurological conditions and people with advanced Parkinson's disease, ubiquinol, and it's safe and it's wholesome, we know it's safe for you. So here's a couple of letters on ubiquinol. I have a stack of I have a separate file of testimonials on ubiquinol. They're in here somewhere. I know that because I looked at them yesterday. Okay, where are they? Okay. My energy rate for exercise has substantially increased. My doctor specifically recommends Invite products. That's Edith and Whitestone. Here's Derek in Rosedale, Queens. After using your ubiquinol for less than 1 week, my gums stopped bleeding. Ubiquinol is great for gum disease, by the way. When I ran out, I switched to a cheaper brand, and my gums started to bleed again. When I switched back to the Invite ubiquinol, my gums again stopped bleeding. There you go. Here's Joseph in Westbury. Ubiquinol is the number one energy booster. Your product absolutely works. Here's Pearl in Jamaica. I've been taking Norvasc 10 milligrams for hypertension, but my blood pressure still remained elevated. I consulted with Jerry, and based on his recommendations, my blood pressure has been reduced considerably. I am very pleased. My blood pressure is now typically 119 over 76. She's using my ubiquinol and my Cardio HX. Here's a guy that was taking a statin, because we had a conversation, I know that. His name is Jay. He's down in Orlando. Why would I have clients from Orlando? I've got a very flourishing store in Boca Raton. And the lady that runs the nutrition department is a medical school graduate. Her name is Amanda Williams. Okay. Your ubiquinol helped alleviate my muscle aches. Within 2 weeks of switching to ubiquinol, my aches vanished completely. I'm still amazed at how much better I feel. So remembering the pre-conversation I had with him, he had been on CoQ10 and on a statin drug, and he still had muscle aches. When he switched to ubiquinol, here's what he said. Within 2 weeks of switching to ubiquinol, my aches vanished completely. I'm still amazed at how much better I feel. That ubiquinol is real. Here's Merle in Brooklyn. My mother would wake up every morning very tired, and in a slump, she would express how bad she felt. After trying these products, she's taking our ubiquinol and our green tea drops. After trying these products, a great change took place. She is very vibrant, and her stated symptoms have subsided. Her mood is much better. Thanks a million. I give her these products every morning. Here's Trevor in Houston, Texas. I have a lot of clients in Texas because Kanika's in Texas, and they're sending us a lot of clients. They're sending us a lot of referrals. Oh, I'll read it when we come back from the break. Jerry Hickey and Vite Health. Both our ubiquinol products are on special. They're made in America. They're really clean. They're non-GMO. They're very great for your energy. They're very great for your heart. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, here's a couple of more letters on ubiquinol, and then I'm going to move on. This is Trevor. He's down in Houston. He's 42 years old because he says it. I'm Trevor. He says his full name. I'm 42 years old. Using your ubiquinol, I've noticed a pronounced enhancement to my concentration, my energy level, and my overall well-being. I'm able to get more work done and still have energy left over for my family. Now, here's Virginia in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She's 54. How do I know it? Listen to this. I am 54 years old, and I feel like I'm in my early 40s, and I truly believe this is due to my taking your ubiquinol. I will definitely continue to take it to improve not only my life, but my lifespan. Well, there you go. Ubiquinol is real. And it's a very important supplement for you to get on. Now, we all want to look nice in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. In fact, beautiful weather now. Hopefully it'll stay like this. You know, we're in the 50s finally. 60s. You can start planting some flowers. I have two supplements to help you lose weight. Now, when you look good in a T-shirt and shorts, that means you're healthier also. Because when you have belly fat, it contributes to high uric acid, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, fatty liver, high blood pressure, knee pain, back pain, sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation, GERD, you know, the persistent heartburn. And it increases your risk of several cancers, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, and possibly prostate cancer. So it's no good to have that tire on your belly. Even though all your friends have it, it doesn't mean you should follow the pack. We're not pack animals. So it's important to get rid of the girth. It really is. It can make a profound improvement on your health. So I put two supplements on special that absolutely, through human clinical trials, human evidence, impact your belly fat. And they work differently. One works on carbohydrates and sugars. The other works on fat calories. So they complement each other. Now, one of them is called Phase 2. That's the one that works on sugar and carbohydrates, like potatoes and pasta and bread and rice and peas and beans and carrots and any root vegetable. They're all loaded with carbohydrates, cereal, bread. So any carbohydrate meal, about 10 minutes before, take two of the Phase 2 with a glass of water. And the Phase 2 gently attaches to starch digesting enzymes, and you don't release as much sugar from the food, and the sugar goes out with your waste when you poop. And this helps control your blood sugar, but this helps you lose belly fat. All of a sudden, your calorie intake went down. So that's good, because you can eat enough food to feel full, and you can eat all different kinds of food so you're not bored to death. It turns out it's good for dogs, too. Now, phase two is very safe. It comes from a white kidney bean, but you need a huge amount of white kidney bean to make it. It's grown organically without spray. It's non-GMO. It's never irradiated. They super concentrate the starch blocker, and it really works. And here's a study from two veterinary clinics in Hawaii. I guess the dogs in Hawaii are overweight. 8-week study. 88% of the dogs lost weight over an 8-week study by adding, they added the phase two to their chow. They open up the capsules, they added the phase two to their chow, and they lost weight. Now, I have it's in the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association journal. I have a slightly overweight Pomeranian, but it's kind of affecting his breathing a little bit. And my wife and I sat down. Here's how many calories. Here's how much. We give the dog very good food. Here's how many calories. Here's how many treats. Here's how many walks a day the dog needs. We have to be very strict. But I'm going to start adding phase two to his chow to get all. He'll breathe better. I mean, you know. So in 2006, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration allowed us to make two human claims. That the phase two helps block the absorption of sugars, and it can help with weight. I mean, it's good stuff. But they always say, you know, in conjunction with a good diet and exercise, because you should say that. People need to exercise. I don't want them just relying on phase two to lose weight. But here's the beauty of it. People go on phase two, and the other product is CLA, and all of a sudden they lost 10 or 15 pounds. And you know what? They feel better about things. This sort of really affects them. They start to exercise more. They're motivated. They're inspired to exercise more. There's great incentive. I mean, if you have an arthritic knee, the best treatment for an arthritic knee is losing fat, losing weight. If you have a problem with your heart, losing weight is kind of semi-miracle for your heart. So there's great incentive. So these people, they're motivated in the first place to lose weight because their health is suffering. They're starting to develop prediabetes. Their blood pressure is going up. They're not feeling well. They're not sleeping well. And they go on these products, and all of a sudden they lost 10 or 15 pounds. And then, I mean, they really feel inspired to lose more weight. They're feeling better. Their blood pressure is improving. Their blood sugar is improving. The doctor's getting happy. Maybe they even got off a couple of drugs for their blood sugar or their blood pressure. That happens, believe me, when you lose weight, when you lose fat. We're not talking muscle, we're talking fat. So all of a sudden they're inspired. I lost 15 pounds with Jerry's products. Now I'm really going to watch what I eat, and I'm going to start walking more frequently because I feel I have more energy and my knees don't hurt and my back's not hurting and I'm sleeping better. And all of a sudden they lost 30 pounds. And now, really bad conditions might be improving, like atrial fibrillation. If you lose 10% of your fat and you exercise, for many people, their atrial fibrillation will go away. Their GERD will disappear or get much better. Their sleep apnea can improve. And certainly their back and their knees are going to feel impressively better. So in Canada, they went even further with our product. In Canada, they said 6 capsules a day assists in weight management. At 4 to 6 capsules a day, it provides support for healthy blood sugar. I mean, come on, this stuff is real. 10 human clinical trials were reviewed in the journal Nutrition Research. 10 human clinical trials. And they found this stuff really works, and it's incredibly safe. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants. There's no antihistamines. So here's one of the studies reviewed. I mean, there's been studies at the Mayo Clinic. There's been studies at the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. So they put people on a 12-week diet, a mild diet, and then they did a 24-week maintenance period where they could eat a little bit more to try and keep the weight off. Half the people were put on phase two. After 3 months on phase two, people lost 11 pounds. After 3 months on the diet, people lost 6 pounds. Okay? So then they went into the weight maintenance program. The people on phase two continued to lose weight. The people on the regular diet alone started to gain their weight back. It's important. Here's a couple of testimonials. This stuff really works. So phase two, you take two caps. In fact, I should start using it. I want to look better in my shorts. You take two capsules with a glass of water about 10 minutes before each meal, and you absorb less sugar from even healthy foods. You don't want the sugar. You want the healthy stuff. And within a month, 2 months, it really starts to show in a good way. So here's Leslie in Purchase, New York. Over the years, losing weight has been a continual frustration for me. I've tried many different weight loss products such as Metrical, Dex-10, and Dexedrine. Not good. Those are bad things to take. Recently, a friend told me about phase two. I decided to try it. After using it for a while, I decided to weigh myself. Well, that's a good idea. The scale showed I'd lost 10 pounds after only 6 weeks. The product is so easy to use, I use it intermittently before eating a meal with carbohydrates. In addition to losing weight, another benefit is that I feel fewer hunger pangs. Okay, here's the next one. Carl in Canada. Why would I have clients in Canada? Because we have a lot of naturopathic doctors who come from Canada. We've got a big clientele up in Canada. I wanted to write and convey my satisfaction with your product, Phase 2. I have never taken a diet pill before. Eating healthy foods and working out at least 3 times a week have always been enough for me. However, as I've gotten older, it's been harder to keep off those extra 5 pounds without seriously adjusting my diet and exercise routine. I love high-carb foods and will not sacrifice them, especially since carbs are essential for my athletic lifestyle. I also like the fact that phase two does not contain caffeine or other potentially risky ingredients. I decided to give your product a try. After 3 weeks of taking phase two, I went to a routine doctor's appointment and I weighed several pounds less than I usually do. I was surprised and thrilled with the result. I hadn't changed anything else in my routine with the exception of adding your phase two. I'm someone who doesn't like to keep a good idea to herself, so I've been promoting phase two to my friends. Thanks again for making a great product. Here's Terry in upstate New York. I've been dieting since I was 12. Well, that's ridiculous. But nothing has worked recently. When I reached my mid-50s, I had become a borderline diabetic, and my doctor said I had to do something. I tried a low-carb diet, but found it was tough to stick to. Then I discovered your phase two, your starch blocker. Now when I have the urge to eat carbs, I take a couple of your phase two, and they really help me control my weight. Through a combination of reducing my carb intake, improving my exercise, and taking your supplement, I've lost 76 pounds. Now I'm no longer on a low-carb diet, and I continue to lose weight. Since I lost the weight, I have lowered my blood sugar and improved my cholesterol levels. In fact, my doctor recently took me off Lipitor, my cholesterol-lowering drug. For me, your phase two has become like a maintenance thing. I don't eat carbs unless I take your phase two. Well, there you go. Stuff works. So phase two works with carbs. The next supplement works with fat. And I don't know if I left myself enough time to really read all these. It's called CLA. And it's been used in many human clinical trials. It's incredibly safe. It lowers the risk of diabetes. It helps protect the colon. Here's how it works. It lowers the amount of fat in your fat cells. They're called adipocytes. It shrinks the fat cells. And when you eat food, it blocks the enzyme that puts the food on your belly, LPL enzyme. Okay? When you eat food and you're not exercising, there's an enzyme called LPL that stores the extra calories on your belly. The CLA blocks that enzyme, but it stimulates a second enzyme called carnitine palmitoyl transferase. So what's that all about? Instead of the fat going on your belly, instead of calories going on your belly, the calories go into your muscle and you burn the calories quicker, leaving less of it on your body. And you have fewer fat cells also. You're actually getting rid of fat cells, which is important. When you eat less food, fat cells release hormones that make you hungry. Ghrelin. So taking a CLA does a bunch of things. It reduces the size of the fat cells on your belly. It gets rid of fat cells. That's something that's very difficult to do. Most of the people who diet, they're just shrinking the fat cells, but the fat cells are still there, and they start to release the hunger hormone, and then you get fatter than you were before you went on the diet. You know, that yo-yo thing. When we come back, I'll read you a little bit more, and I'll read you a couple of letters on our CLA. Jerry Hickey and Fight Health. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, so CLA, when you take CLA before a meal or with a meal, instead of calories, extra calories being built up on your belly as belly fat, the calories are shifted to your muscles. And in fact, they show that this improves the strength of your muscles. They've shown that. You have less belly fat, stronger muscles. And they've shown in a series of studies, it reduces the waist to hip ratio. It gets rid of belly fat. So here's Bob. Bob writes in kind of like clipped sentences. I've taken your research-verified CLA for almost 3 months. Okay, listen to this. I've taken your research-verified CLA for almost 3 months. That's true. Our CLA has been used in about 20 human clinical trials. He says, I have lost 25 pounds. I've regained my energy levels, plus I've lost my appetite for sweets and high-carb foods. I've tried other supplements, but none work like your CLA. The doctor told me if I lose 30 pounds, he will take me off my blood pressure medications. CLA is so easy to use. My blood pressure is lower than it has been in a long time because of the weight loss. Thank you, CLA. Now, here's, and that guy was in his 60s. Here's Tim, who's in his 50s. I began taking your CLA about 5 days ago, and so far I have increased energy and less cravings. I will update later with details about how it helps with fat loss. Well, you're welcome. I mean, that's 5 days, he has more energy? Yeah, because you're going to have more energy because it's putting the energy on your muscles instead of your belly. Here's Mabel. So far, so good. In the past 3 weeks, I've lost 16 pounds. Now, she's a lady. She's in her late 40s. That's pretty quick weight loss, though. She must be doing something more than a CLA. She must have cut back on her food. Here's Martha. She's in her late 30s. I've been just 1 month taking two capsules per day of your CLA with breakfast and lunch. Okay, so she's taking two twice a day. Okay, so she's taking four. I have to add that I have a controlled diet now of 1,600 calories per day, and it's lower in carbs and fats. My diet was working very slowly. I decided to include your CLA. I have seen improvements. In 1 month, I've lost 3 kilos of pure fat loss, and my muscles are still intact. For me, this is not easy to lose weight, so it's worth it. So 3 kilos is over 6 pounds. So very poor loss on the diet. She added the CLA. Now she's losing fat. Here's Don. He's 75. Wow. He must have been really heavy. I have lost 31 pounds in a month and a half, so I would say your product's worth trying. I don't know. That sounds extreme. These people must be doing a lot more than just CLA. Okay. But in all honesty, CLA helps with fat loss. So if you want to lose some fat and look better in your shorts within the next 4 to 6 weeks, you can start walking for 10 minutes after each meal. Start walking for 10 minutes after each meal. That alone is going to help. Start substituting healthier foods for the unhealthy ones. So instead of cookies at night, have a yogurt. And start taking these two supplements. Take two phase two with a glass of water about 15 minutes before each meal. And take two CLA with each meal. So you're taking two of each three times a day. You will lose weight. You will lose weight, and that'll be good for your overall health. But you'll also feel better in your clothing. You're going to be, more socially with it. Now, the last thing on special is our Beats HX. So our American-made ubiquinol, it comes from Texas. We use technology from Texas Tech Health Science to even improve the absorption. Then we use capsules from South Carolina. Great formula. Makes your heart younger, makes your heart stronger, basically keeps you alive. And that's really important when you hit your 50s. You want your heart to be like a 35-year-old, not like a 65-year-old. And it's even more important in your 60s and 70s. I mean, basically, if you get past your 60s, you're probably going to make your 80s. And that's a nice thing. It's nice to, but don't you want to see people colonizing Mars and colonizing the ocean? I mean, that's going to be cool. And holographic televisions. I want to be around to see all that stuff. And how they clean up our cities with all this new technology. I want to see all that stuff. Life is beautiful. And now I'll tell you something, and this is really my personal info. I believe in an afterlife, but I still like living. I love living. Beats HX is a way to stay alive. This is interesting stuff. We have a nice mixture of ingredients in our Beats HX. We have fermented red beets and red beets and tart cherry. I didn't leave myself enough time to read you the studies. Last night, I read about 8 studies on the tart cherry and about 5 studies on the red beets, all brand new. And there's things they do. First of all, they reduce joint pain. I hadn't even thought about that for years. When the studies started coming out in the 1990s on tart cherry, it was all about joint pain, arthritic pain, and even gout. All the studies back then were arthritic pain and gout. I forgot about those studies, I'll be honest with you. They're from the 1990s. So a new study just came out using tart cherry helps arthritic knee pain. And it really worked very well. They compared it to placebo. And the clients said they had less pain. And it was a crossover study. So they gave them the tart cherry for 8 weeks or the placebo. And then they stopped giving it for 2 weeks, and then they switched over. Now the people that were on placebo are getting the tart cherry. Every time people were on tart cherry, their knee pain went down, and it went down quickly. Here's the interesting thing about tart cherry. In the daytime, it juices your brain, and at night, it helps you sleep. Both the beets and the tart cherry are exceptional for brain health. And when I first started making them, I really designed them to help people exercise better. See, they provoke good circulation to your muscles when you're exercising, so you have fewer muscle cramps and you can exercise for a little bit longer. You do a better job of building muscle and burning fat. And you're less fatigued. You recover faster. That's important. A guy my age, 64, when I exercise, it takes me time to recover. If I do the beats before I exercise, I recover much quicker and much more completely from the exercise. And that's good because next time I go to exercise, I'm not going to get hurt. If my muscles are still strained and sore, I can hurt them. And when you hurt your muscles, that's a soft tissue injury. It takes 6 weeks to heal sometimes. I don't need that cramping my style. Hey, we're going into tennis season. Are you kidding me? And kayaking and swimming. Last thing I need is chronic muscle pain. So when I originally designed the beets with the tart cherry, it's red beets, by the way. It's not sugar beets. There's a different kind of beet called a sugar beet. There's two really healthy beets, the green beets and red beets. They're both really healthy, and they have different ingredients. They're used for different things. But then there's a third beet that you don't want to eat. It's called a sugar beet. They sprayed a heck out of it. It's genetically modified so they could spray it with Roundup and all this other junk. We don't have that in this product. We have red beets. It's only red beets. That's the healthy one. No, the healthy beets are the green beets and the red beets. This is the red beets. So I originally designed the product so people could get better exercise, a better level of physical performance, playing tennis, playing basketball, running, with fewer injuries and recovering better. And there's many studies proving this. Many, many studies proving this. Many studies from England, from Australia, from the United States, from Italy, from Belgium. Most of the studies are from England and the United States. The lion's share from England and the United States. Most of them are from the United States. And the stuff works. You take it before a workout, you get a better workout, you recover faster, and there's a much lower risk of having muscle cramps. Well, that's good. Who wants a muscle cramp? Who wants a backache after you exercise? After you exercise, you want to go out to dinner with your wife. In any event, so I designed it for that, and it works. But they also found that the beets and the tart cherry improve circulation to the aging brain and break down plaque. There's actually things in a red beet that break down plaque. But now I have four separate studies. You take the tart cherry twice a day. So you take the Beats HX twice a day in the daytime, and you're sleeping better at night. They found that people with insomnia are sleeping an additional hour and a half. They're sleeping faster, so there's less sleep latency. You know, people with insomnia, some of them go to bed, and they're just twisting and turning for an hour. They can't go to sleep. So there's a shorter time for them to go to sleep. They're sleeping deeper with fewer interruptions, so they're not waking up. They're sleeping deeper, and they're more refreshed in the morning. And it's even people with insomnia, it's adding an hour and a half to their sleep time. It's working better than valerian. As good as, if not better than, melatonin. That's the tart cherry. So people with sleep issues, and they're worried about their memory and their brain, I'm telling them to take the Beats HX twice a day in a glass of water or a glass of juice or some yogurt. So the Beats does several things. And I apologize, I didn't leave myself enough time to read you these studies. Next time I talk about beets, I'll spend more time on it. The beets and the tart cherry, and it's the ones used in human clinical trials, it's the Montmorency tart cherry, called Cherry Pure. When you give it, it helps restore circulation to an aging brain. This, in turn, supports memory, but it also helps break down the plaque. There's something in the red beets, I know what it is, it helps break down the plaque that builds up in older people that's connected to memory loss and Alzheimer's disease and even Parkinson's disease. And also, it helps your sleep. So in the daytime, you're taking the Beats HX for your memory and good circulation for the brain and protecting the brain, working as an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory agent, but you're sleeping better at night. So if you're just using it for brain health, one scoop a day in the morning with breakfast. But if you're using it also to improve sleep, take a second scoop about 2 hours before bedtime. It's not a sleeping pill. It calms the brain down, and later on when you go to bed, you can sleep. It sets the stage so you could sleep. It's also going to help your blood pressure. And it's also going to help your physical performance. Now, I'm just about out of time. We have a number of stores. And there's people like me in the stores. Naturopathic doctors, dietitians, clinical nutritionists. So get in touch with us. And you can go to the store and meet these people. Or you could send them an email on our website, invitehealth.com. Or you can just give them a call on the phone. They're in today. They're in 7 days a week. We also have a franchise offer going on. People have signed up. Other people are on the cusp of signing. If you want to find out about the franchise, send me an email, jhickey@invitehealth.com, jhickey@invitehealth.com. Just say, Jerry, tell me about the franchise offer. I'll put you in touch with the correct people at Invite. Now, what's on special? Our Ubiquinol, both products made in America, totally tested in America. Very clean, very pure, very safe. They make your heart younger. They're great for your heart, your muscles, your energy. The second thing, Beats HX, great for the brain and your blood pressure. And the third thing is the phase two and the CLA to help you lose weight because 'tis the season. God bless. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989.
573-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.